Visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Want to know what the guys are up to this very minute? Friend us at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. This is Rob from Guys Games and Beer Interviews, and I'm here with Chris from Shiny Loon. So Chris, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Chris Pomerosi. I started Shiny Loot with a friend of mine, Sadir. Basically launched earlier this year. I'm a big gaming fan, and we launched the site as a way that we could kind of solve a problem that we were having, which is finding games with some specific set of attributes, but basically having to Google them for hours on end and reading reviews and going through all of this work to find games. And we wanted to create something that would solve that problem.
Yeah, I noticed the interface right away. Like, one of the immediate things you can do is you can search by lots of different things. You can search by price or very, very specific game attributes. They're almost kind of like tags. It's pretty cool. I know I've had a problem a lot of times. I'll see a game on Steam or Discord or things like that. I'll see like a bundle. But something I'm mildly interested in, give a little blurb about it, but I'll have to spend, you know, another 10-15 minutes looking into like a YouTube video to see if this is something that's really up my alley or kind of being misled. So I saw the interface right away. It looks really cool. Their search is crazy.
Cool. Yeah, glad to hear it. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the whole point, is that there are so many games out there. I mean, you see even on Steam, which is very selective about their games, something new popping up every single day. And everywhere across the internet, you hear about a new game on, you know, whatever various sites that you read for your gaming news. But it's kind of hard to figure out which games are actually best suited to you without, you know, doing what you say, which is reading through all these game descriptions and watching YouTube videos. So we wanted to kind of distill all that down to, you know, essentially tagged keywords, which we call traits, and allow people to search by individual features of the games rather than, yeah, again, reading those lengthy articles.
So when did the first version of the platform come out? When did you guys release that?
So we launched an open beta March 25th. We had a closed beta prior to that, which lasted just for a few weeks to basically make sure that nothing was going to break when people used the site. And then we opened it up for beta, like I said. And that was still mainly a testing phase for us to kind of get out there and get some feedback from people. We weren't really promoting the site very heavily. We were just kind of sitting back and adding new games and kind of just building up who we were. And then we took that feedback and we actually launched the site August 26th.
Oh, who needs testing? I mean, Origin never did.
Oh! Well.
we have an EA problem.
Yeah.
At this podcast.
You're not the only people.
So
certainly not alone.
Any free shot I can take at him actually is a good one to me.
Well, it's funny you should bring up EA, because one of our complaints with EA on the show is often DRMs that distract paying customers from enjoying their game. And you seem to have a policy on that. Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure, yeah. I completely agree. I mean, DRM is kind of one of those things that just hinders paying customers more than it does anything else. And our policy is every game on Shiny Loot is either offered DRM-free or at most requires a one-time key activation. So anything more than that, whether it's, you know, restricting the number of times you can activate it or restricting the number of times you can download it or whatever the case is completely off limits on Shiny Loot. So we've had a couple of games we've had to take down, kind of finding out after the fact that they had those forms of DRM. But, you know, we're pretty upfront with our developers saying this is what our policy is and what we'll do if we, you know, find any games with that type of DRM. And so that's kind of the community we've built with our developers, is people that are really into not making it a hassle for their customers to play their games.
How has it been reaching out to game developers and you know, people who are actually want to put their product up? Has it been kind of having to reach out to individual people, or have there been people coming to you with, you know, enthusiasm about the platform?
It's been a mix. We've had more people come recently to us directly since we've launched the site publicly. But most of what we do is still reaching out to developers individually and just kind of letting them know what Shiny Loot is if they haven't heard of us before. Sometimes we'll find that, you know, they've heard about us, but, you know, it's very easy with all the platforms that are out there to kind of get busy, especially if you're out there just generally promoting your game. And, you know, a lot of what people are focused on is, for these indie developers at least, is getting greenlit and getting on Steam. So that's usually the priority, and once that's kind of at least in motion, they start to open up a little bit more to the other platforms.
Yeah. Going back a little bit to the search engine, and I haven't I've spent a little time on it, but, you know, I see that there's, you know, your normal categories of racing and you know, strategy, and those are all out there, but, you know, can you give maybe an example of what really differentiates yours from, you know, others?
You mean in terms of, like, I guess the combination of traits that you could find?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, let's see. One example, I guess, just kind of comes off the top of my head since it's a recent release, is Megabyte Punch. And it's kind of this mix of platformer meets fighting game meets beat 'em up with a lot of customization in terms of how you can build your fighter. And so that game, if you search for it, is tagged with these traits: beat 'em up, fighting, platformer, competitive multiplayer, local multiplayer, and deep customization. So someone that is a fan of all of these individual genres together would absolutely love this game. I mean, it's a great game in its own right, and especially for someone that is a fan of these kind of subgenres, it's a perfect match and something you may not find very easily just kind of browsing around the internet necessarily.
Yeah, it also looks like they have tags and things that kind of break, you know, specific genres. Like, for example, they've got their multiplayer subsection. You know, it's got different types of multiplayer, like competitive, cooperative, like LAN or local, things like that. It does it regardless of other genre, like, you know, RTS or FPS, things like that. So
yeah, and it's actually really easy for us to add traits as well, as long as it's something that's kind of universal enough to
have an immediate suggestion. Things I can play at different levels of drunkenness would be greatly appreciated. Like, a little buzzed comparatively to something I can play when I'm, like, blackout drunk, you know?
Like Potato Man. Yeah.
You know,
I think any game you can play multiplayer is the games you want to play drunk, really. I mean, those are the times I most...
Because I'm really hard, I make really bad decisions when I, you know, blacked out drunk after the bar. I come back home, sit on the computer, I'm like, I'm not coherent enough to play this. I need something that'll sit me down and be like, all right, you're at this drunk level, these are the games you should be able to play still.
I only drink like that when I'm alone.
I like that. You know, or you just kind of... time investment. Yeah, you're gonna enjoy this game, it's gonna be hours. So, you know, if you're not looking for that kind of investment.
So you were suggesting we add a drunk meter to the
built-in breathalyzer, you know, you can...
I believe there is a peripheral for that.
That would go down as one of the weirdest peripherals.
USB connection.
No. I know that a lot of people are concerned because they're hugely vested into their Steam or Desura or Lord knows what else
collections.
Yeah. Now, many of the games you sell can be tied into those accounts, correct?
Yeah. So one of the things that we offer, in addition to those DRM-free or minimal DRM downloads, is you can also get a Steam or Desura key on about 100 of our games as an additional bonus. So it's not one of these things that you're choosing Steam or the DRM-free version. You actually get both from our site on a lot of these games. And it's something that you can filter by and search by as well. So the idea is basically that you get the protection of having a DRM-free version that will never go bad, never not be accessible, but you also get the convenience of adding it to your Steam account, if that's something that you have.
If you want to be throttled Steam. By DRM, yes.
Right. If you don't really care, then you can still get it on Steam, but usually it's just kind of an added value that we can provide for our customers.
How much Linux support do you have? I'm a big Linux nut.
I don't remember really just the number off the top of my head, but I think it's around 60 games are Linux compatible.
It's got to be towards top end, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty close to 60 games are Linux compatible.
That's like all of them, right?
That's more than you can run on your Pentium 1. So.
Oh. So they're like...
That hurt.
I still have my Pentium 1. Nope.
It looks like, I mean, you guys are doing things to kind of stem the community and things like that. I saw that you can, like, rate reviews and kind of get credit towards other games, which I thought was really cool. Is there anything else you're doing to kind of get the community involved in the platform?
Yeah, we're actually kind of... Well, nothing right now, but something that's in the works is actually a fan club of sorts that we're kind of working on creating. So we are trying to basically have some more personal interaction between me and the other co-founder of the company with our customers who kind of support us the most. So that's something we kind of want to get behind, is just being more involved with the people that support our site. So that's kind of the other thing we're doing besides those review credits, as you mentioned.
Yeah, because I think the other big thing is I really like when I find a good game that, especially that, you know, I know my friends haven't tried out, being able to easily tell them about it or share it with them is, you know, in a cool way is kind of cool as well.
Or so, indeed buy it for them.
Yeah, buy it for them. I like gifting things to people. I'm generous.
Yeah, so gifting, that's a great point. Gifting is kind of the other thing that we're working on getting out there as quickly as we can, because we've had a ton of people ask about it. And we've had it on our forums. We've had it just by email pretty frequently. And it's something we definitely need to add. It's just... hasn't been done yet.
Lots of things always to do.
You know, Tom actually holds the beer can up to the mic, so I don't think you have to worry about that one.
Oh, be jealous.
I know, all right. We always drink during our interviews, but
and if you were in the room, we'd give you a beer.
Yeah,
too,
I know. We totally would. Yeah. That's had a moment of silence there for the dead soldier. Sorry. So, anything else exciting coming up?
Well, we are basically in the stage where we are continuing to grow the site, really getting a lot of games out there where we can offer those Steam Deserter keys. We want to basically, over the next few months, do a weekend sale, as well as featuring kind of 1 to 3 of our new release games every week. So we'll kind of have these small discounts on the game. So last week we did Megabyte Punch and The Inner World. This week, I guess it's a little sneak peek. Tomorrow we're going to be putting Quest Run on sale, which is by Cube Games. They've got another game on our site called Skies. And Quest Run is this pretty cool... sort of casual RPG run where you kind of indirectly control your characters. And then on Wednesday we're putting Doorways on sale.
Indirectly cool, control your character?
Yeah, so like the way it works is you create kind of this random party of 3 characters, kind of the typical RPG classes, and they kind of do an action every, I don't know, 10 seconds or whatever it is. And they level up. You're just basically constantly fighting enemies, but you indirectly control them because you get loot as you fight monsters, so you can equip that loot on your characters, and you can level them up with certain stats every time they level up. And then every so often, you can also use this kind of special ability, which is unique to the class. So you're not, you know, directly saying, I'm attack, or I'm going to use spells, or I'm going to use an item with this character, but you kind of get to control their development as they progress through their quest. So it's this kind of cool casual RPG type experience that's really great if you're the type of person that wants to play an RPG but you don't
really doesn't want to get involved.
3 hours to an RPG. You know, you just want to do it for an hour and then kind of be done with it.
Kind of like Travis and his relationships.
It almost kind of reminds me of like Hunger Games, where they would drop in, like, presents for the contestants, like overnight, like various things would drop in. You know, it's like you're kind of indirectly helping them. You know,
Smash TV.
Smash TV, yeah.
RPG Smash
TV. I like
it. Yeah, it's a cool game. So that'll be on sale tomorrow for about a week. And that's one of the games we're featuring. And then this weekend, we're going to be doing a turn-based RPG sale. So we'll have about, I think, 25 games on sale for 50% off during that.
I love those games.
Ooh, I hope the one I'm dry like goes that. On sale. That's all.
All right, what's your absolute favorite game on the site?
You know, it's crazy because I kind of go back and forth on games. I think the one that I feel is most underrated that I really enjoy is Little Kingdom. It's a game, so I guess I'm espousing a lot of these kind of quick get-in-and-out games, and those are the kind of games that just really work with my schedule right now. So Little Kingdom can be played over a couple hours for a full game, and it's this kind of board gamey empire building game without combat, where you basically use zone of control to kind of take over the map. It's a cool game. It's $5. It's super cheap, and it has a lot of replayability with all the maps and different player sizes you can have with it. So that's what I would say for a game that people haven't heard of that is very cool to check out. Little Kingdom, if you're into strategy games.
Awesome. And Tom would kill me if I didn't ask. Of course, what's your website?
The website is shinyloot.com. spell it how it sounds.
Shiny Loot. We'll also have a link on the website. And I want to thank you guys for listening to yet another G2B interview. We've been doing a lot of them lately, and I'm glad you've been hanging with us. Also, remember, coming up Friday, another episode of Guys, Games, and Beer, where Larry passes out. It's a great one. Thanks for listening.
I'm lost. I thought that was every episode.
That is every episode. Okay. Email us at guysgamesandbeer@gmail.com. The G2B theme song features Larry Davis on bass and Bob Harmel on guitar. It was recorded at the RMH Studios in Wisconsin.